This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. People in Tyler Clementi's hometown in New Jersey are remembering him as a passionate musician. The Rutgers University freshman committed suicide last week by jumping off the George Washington Bridge, which leads into Manhattan. He was apparently distraught that his roommate had put a video of Clementi's romantic encounter with another young man on the internet. Joel Rose has this remembrance.
Those who knew Tyler Clementi at Ridgewood High School in New Jersey say he was bright but shy. Principal John Lorenz says Clementi wasn't one to brag.
He wasn't that loud, boisterous personality. You know, he wasn't a student that would be standing out in front in a pep rally. He would contribute in a different way, in a maybe a little more humble and quieter way.
Where Clementi really blossomed was on stage.
The violin was his voice.
Arlene Lacola was Clementi's violin teacher. She says his talent was obvious from an early age.
He played almost immediately with an energy and a fire and a passion, even though it was Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And when he picked up his violin up, you noticed that this was something special.
Clementi performed with the Ridgewood Symphony Orchestra and the Bergen Youth Orchestra, and he worked in a local production of the musical I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change last summer. Clementi didn't have a chance to make his mark at Rutgers, but Lacola says he did in his hometown.
There's a lot of sadness for his family and his friends and all those who admired and loved him in Ridgewood because he was very special. And he had a full life ahead of him.
Lacola says it's particularly heartbreaking that such a private young man came to such a public end. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in New Jersey.